Welcome to a new special episode of AI Unraveled. This is the show created and produced by Etienne Newman, who's a senior engineer and, yes, a passionate soccer dad from Canada. And hey, if you're finding value in these insights we share, please do take just a second to like and subscribe over on Apple. It really helps. Now, today's deep dive is a bit different. It's actually also the audiobook version of a new guide called ACE, the Microsoft Certified Azure AI Engineer Associate, AI 102, a comprehensive study guide. So yeah, if you're serious about mastering how to build intelligent applications on Azure, or maybe you're aiming straight for that AI 102 certification, we definitely recommend checking out the book. It's available both as an ebook and an audiobook. You'll find all the links you need right there in the show notes. So in this deep dive, we're basically walking you through the essential knowledge and skills for the AI 102 exam, pulling directly from this this comprehensive guide.
Yeah, and that AI 102 certification, it's really about proving you can use the whole range of Azure's AI tools effectively. We're talking Azure AI services, you know, vision, language, speech, but also Azure machine learning and the knowledge mining capabilities. The idea is you can build these really sophisticated applications that handle, well, everything from computer vision and NLP to speech and even conversational AI.
Right. So it's really aimed at you folks who are actually designing and implementing these AI solutions within Azure, often working alongside data scientists, developers, all the stakeholders involved in bringing an AI project to life.
Exactly. And while Microsoft doesn't list like strict formal prerequisites for the exam, they do recommend having a pretty good handle on core AI concepts, you know, an intermediate level of Azure knowledge and some basic programming chops, ideally in Python or C#.
Okay. So the goal here, our mission for this deep dive, is really to distill what's in the AI 102 exam. Kind of a shortcut, maybe, to understanding the most important stuff, whether you're actively studying for the cert or you just want a solid overview of Azure AI engineering.
Let's start with the basics, the exam logistics. The code is AI 102. The full title, Designing and Implementing a Microsoft Azure AI Solution. And passing gets you that Azure AI Engineer Associate badge.
And you've got 100 minutes for the actual questions, right? But the whole appointment is 120 minutes with instructions and all that. What about the question types? Is it just multiple choice?
No, it's a mix. You'll definitely see multiple choice, but also things like drag and drop, maybe matching, and definitely some case studies where you get a scenario and answer several questions about it. Expect around 40 to 60 questions total, and the score you need to pass is 700 out of 1,000. Good news is it's available in multiple languages, English, Japanese, Spanish, and others. You can take it either online, proctored remotely, or head into a Pearson VUE test center. It is closed book, but, and this is interesting, you do get access to the Microsoft Learn documentation during the exam.
Oh, that's actually really helpful. Access to Microsoft Learn. Okay. But what if, you know, you don't pass on the first go?
Good question. Yeah, if you need a retake, you have to wait 24 hours for your second attempt. After that, for the third, fourth, and fifth attempts, it's a 14-day wait between each, and there's a limit of 5 attempts in a 12-month period. Cost-wise, it's typically around $165 US, but that can vary a bit depending on where you are.
Okay, it makes sense. So let's get into the meat of it. What skills are actually being measured? What should people really focus their study on?
Right, so according to the guide, these skills were updated around April 2025. There are 6 main domains. First up, plan and manage an Azure AI solution. That's the biggest chunk, 20-25%.
Okay.
Second, implement generative AI solutions, which is 15-20%.
Gen AI, right.
Then a smaller one, implement an agentic solution at 5-10%.
Mm-hmm.
After that, implement computer vision solutions. That's 10-15%. Then implement NLP solutions, natural language processing. That's back up to 15-20%.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, knowledge mining, also weighted at 15-20%.
Got it. Okay, 6 domains. Let's break them down. Starting with that first one, planning and managing an Azure AI solution. What's key here?
This first domain, yeah, it's foundational. It's really about the strategy behind building on Azure AI. Choosing the right services, setting them up correctly, managing them, and doing it all responsibly and securely. So a big part is selecting the right Azure AI service. You need to know when to use Azure AI Vision versus Custom Vision, or the FACE service, for example.
Right, knowing the differences.
Exactly. Or when Azure AI Language or Translator makes sense for text tasks. When to use Azure AI Speech. And now, of course, when to bring in Azure OpenAI or the new AI Foundry for generative stuff.
Mm.
Even knowing when document intelligence is best for forms versus Azure AI search for broader knowledge mining. And crucially, how these things can work together, potentially integrating with Azure machine learning.
So it's not just listing features, it's understanding the use case for each service.
Precisely. Then there's the practical side. Planning and configuring these services. How do you provision them? Portal, CLI, maybe using ARM or Bicep templates for infrastructure as code.
Ah, the automation aspect.
Yep.
Understanding pricing tiers, regional availability, managing endpoints and keys for access. Then security, using Azure AD authentication, maybe service principals or managed identities. Network security is big too. VNet integration, private endpoints, IP firewalls, and you might even see questions about deploying services in containers, like speech or vision, for edge scenarios or data residency needs.
That's a lot on the setup side. Once they're running, how do we keep track of them?
Monitoring, absolutely key. You need to be comfortable with Azure Monitor looking at metrics, digging into logs, using log analytics with KQL, the Kusto query language, for deeper analysis.
KQL, right.
Setting up alerts for problems, and of course, cost management. You need to understand how to track spending and optimize costs for these potentially expensive AI services.
Makes sense. And given AI's impact, responsible AI must be a major focus too.
Huge. Implementing responsible AI is critical. You need to know Microsoft's six principles: fairness, reliability and safety, privacy and security, inclusiveness, transparency, and accountability. This means understanding how to spot and mitigate bias in models, ensuring transparency, maybe using tools like the Responsible AI Dashboard in Azure ML. Content safety is another layer, knowing about Azure AI content safety, the filters in Azure OpenAI, maybe prompt shields.
The prompt shields, okay.
And then data privacy and security fundamentals, GDPR compliance, encryption, access controls. Plus, the need for human oversight in many cases and understanding the specific transparency notes Microsoft provides for different services.
Okay, that's a really solid foundation in domain one. Let's shift to domain two, implementing generative AI solutions. This feels very current.
Absolutely. This is 15-20%, and it's all about building apps that can, you know, generate new content. A big focus is Azure AI Foundry. You should understand it as a platform, its structure with hubs and projects, how to explore models within it. And Prompt Flow is a really key tool here.
Prompt Flow, yeah, I've heard a lot about that.
You need to know how to design, build, test, and deploy these prompt engineering workflows. It's essential for getting good results from LLMs.
And what about RAG, Retrieval Augmented Generation?
Definitely core. You need to understand the why, using your own data to make the LLM responses more accurate, reduce hallucinations, keep things grounded, and the how. Typically, indexing your data in Azure AI Search, often using vector embeddings.
Vector embeddings, right? Turning data into numbers.
Kinda, yeah. Then querying that index when a user asks something, taking the results, building an augmented prompt, and sending that to Azure OpenAI. Understanding that whole architecture and workflow is key.
So giving the AI the specific context it needs from your own data.
Exactly. You also need to know about evaluating these models and flows, using SDKs to integrate Foundry into your apps, and using prompt templates for consistency. Beyond Foundry, there's using Azure OpenAI Service directly, provisioning it, choosing and deploying models like GPT-4, GPT 3.5 Turbo, DALL-E for images, embedding models.
Lots of models to choose from.
Mm-hmm. And using the APIs, especially the chat completions API, but also embeddings, image generation, integrating these via SDKs or REST, and maybe using the Azure OpenAI on your data feature for a quick start with your own documents.
Okay, so we can build these generative solutions. How do we make sure they actually work well and keep working well?
That's the optimizing and operationalizing part. Configuring model parameters, temperature, top max tokens to tweak the output, monitoring with Azure Monitor, logging, managing resources like quota and scaling, tracing requests, gathering feedback. You might also touch on more advanced stuff like model reflection, orchestrating multiple models, advanced prompt engineering like Fewshot or Chain of Thought.
Chain of Thought, okay.
And fine-tuning. Knowing the process for fine-tuning a model like GPT 3.5 Turbo on your specific data for better performance on your task.
Got it. That's a deep dive into Gen AI right there. Okay, yeah. Domain three, implementing an agentic solution. This one's a bit smaller, 5-10%. What's this about?
Yeah, this is about AI agents, things that can perceive, act, and maybe learn or reason to achieve goals, sort of autonomous actors. You need the basics, what they are, use cases like automation, problem solving, using tools, even multiple agents working together, and setting up the resources, usually an AI Foundry project, access to LLMs like Azure OpenAI, and defining the tools the agent can use, maybe Azure Functions or other APIs.
So how do we actually build them in Azure?
Well, one way is the Azure AI Agent Service, which is in preview inside AI Foundry. It's a managed service to define the agent, choose the LLM, give it instructions, connect tools, and deploy it. But for more complex stuff, you should know about open source frameworks too, like Semantic Kernel and AutoGen.
Semantic Kernel and AutoGen, right.
Semantic Kernel helps build the agent's individual capabilities using skills, which are prompts or code and planners to orchestrate them. It handles memory and reasoning. AutoGen from Microsoft Research is more about orchestrating multiple agents to collaborate, especially in conversational workflows.
So semantic kernel for the agent's brain, AutoGen for making agents talk to each other.
Kind of, yeah. Understanding how they could work together is useful. And the domain also covers designing workflows for multi-agent setups, handling multiple users, achieving autonomy, and importantly, testing, optimizing, deploying, and ensuring safety and guardrails.
Okay, interesting stuff with agents. Let's move to domain four, back to something maybe more familiar, computer vision solutions. 10-15% here.
Right. This is about analyzing images and video. A big part is Azure AI Vision for general image analysis. You need notes capabilities, object detection, tagging, image descriptions or captions, categorization, OCR with the Read API.
The Read API for text in images.
Yep, it's quite powerful. Basic face detection, though content safety handles moderation now mostly, smart cropping too, and how to use it, REST API, SDKs, sending in an image URL or the binary data specifying which features you want. Understanding a typical workflow can help too. Maybe images in blob storage, event grid, triggers an Azure function that calls the Vision API. Results go to Cosmos DB for a web app.
Standard Azure pattern there. What about just focusing on faces?
For detailed face analysis, there's the Azure AI Vision Face Service. It does high precision detection, identification against a known set, verification this is the same person, finding similar faces, grouping, plus attributes like head pose, glasses. But crucially, you must understand the responsible AI rules and policies here. It's very sensitive technology.
Absolutely. And if the standard vision services aren't enough, if I need something very specific.
That's where Azure Custom Vision comes in.
Yeah.
For training your own models, you need to know the types, image classification, label the whole image, and object detection, find and locate things in the image. And the process, get data, label it, choose a domain, train the model, uses transfer learning, evaluate it, publish an endpoint, and then use that endpoint to make predictions.
And you can take those models elsewhere.
Yeah, you can often export them ONNX, TensorFlow Lite for running on edge devices or in containers. That's covered too. Finally, this domain includes video. Azure AI Video Indexer has tons of features. Scene detection, transcription, speaker ID, face object tracking, OCR in video, emotion analysis, brand spotting, keywords, translation.
Wow, a lot in Video Indexer.
Mm-hmm. Understanding its use cases, search, accessibility, moderation. And then there's Azure AI Vision Spatial Analysis for live video. Real-time stuff like people counting, zone entries, line crossing, occupancy. It usually runs in containers on edge devices for retail analytics, safety, smart buildings.
Okay, good overview of vision. Domain 5, NLP solutions. Back to language, 15-20%.
Yep, understanding and processing text and speech. Azure AI language is central here for text analysis. Know its features, language detection, key phrase extraction, named entity recognition, NER, including PII detection, sentiment analysis, opinion mining, text summarization, both extractive and abstractive.
Extractive versus abstractive summaries.
So. Using the REST API or SDKs. And again, responsible AI is important. Transparency notes, responsible use guidelines, data privacy, especially around PII.
And for speech.
That's Azure AI speech. Speech to text, obviously, real-time and batch, punctuation, speaker diarization, text-to-speech with those nice neural voices, customizable with SSML, speech translations in there too, language ID for speech, speaker recognition verification and identification again with big responsible AI warnings, pronunciation assessment, keyword spotting, intent recognition using CLU, and the ability to build custom speech models for specific accents or noisy environments. Plus, general responsible AI for speech. Then there's Azure AI translator for text and documents, standard text translation, but also document translation that tries to keep the formatting synchronous or async. And custom translator for building your own domain-specific translation models. You need to understand that process. Data prep, training, evaluation, deployment. Development options include REST, SDKs, containers. Finally, custom language models. Conversational language understanding, or CLU, this replaces LUS mostly. Understand its purpose, intent, and entity recognition, a project lifecycle, schema, labeling, training, evaluating, deploying, predicting.
CLU, right, yeah. The LUS successor.
And custom question answering. Building a Q&A bot over your content. Again, know the lifecycle. Authoring from sources or manual pairs. Enriching with chit-chat or multi-turn follow-ups, training, testing, publishing, using it.
Okay, that covers NLP thoroughly. Last domain, knowledge mining and information extraction, also 15-20%.
Right. This is about unlocking insights from unstructured data, making it searchable. Azure AI Search is the core here for knowledge mining. Understand it as search as a service, know the components, data sources, indexes the schema, skill sets, the AI enrichment pipeline with built-in skills like OCR, NER, Sentiment, plus custom skills via functions, indexers, automating a flow, and the optional knowledge store, persisting enriched data.
Skill sets sound powerful.
They are. Then querying. Simple queries, Lucene syntax, filters, facets, ordering. Semantic search is important, getting better relevance, answers, captions, and vector search for similarity based on embeddings. Also, maintenance and scalar managing indexers, replicas, partitions.
And what about pulling structured data out of documents like forms or invoices?
That's Azure AI Document Intelligence, formerly Form Recognizer. Know the pre-built models for common types, invoices, receipts, IDs, W-2s, etc. And the custom models. Custom template for fixed layouts, custom neural for more varied documents, custom compose to combine models, plus the layout modder for basic text table extraction. Understand the process. Labeling data if needed, training, evaluating using the API SDK, understanding the JSON output. Document classification is also part of it. And there's a newer preview service mentioned, Azure AI Content Understanding. It uses GenAI to extract info from diverse content into a schema you define. Handles multimodal input, simplifies the pipeline, useful for archives, knowledge bases.
Wow, okay, that is a comprehensive tour of the AI 102 domains. The study guide really seems to cover the ground.
It definitely aims to. And beyond just explaining the domains, the guide also points you to other resources, like specific Microsoft Learn modules, stressing the need for hands-on practice using the Azure portal or GitHub Labs. And it recommends using practice tests, MeasureUp, WizLabs, Udemy to get a feel for the exam questions and timing.
That makes sense. It's always good to hear from people who've actually passed it, too. Does the guide include any advice from certified folks?
Yeah, it pulls together some common themes from places like Reddit and Azure Tech Insider. People emphasize using multiple resources, not just one. Hands-on practice is absolutely critical. You can't just read about it.
Mm-hmm. Gotta do it.
Understand why things work. Don't just memorize APIs. Practice questions help a lot. Manage your time during the exam. Specific tips include focusing on Azure OpenAI and RAG patterns, practicing with custom vision and document intelligence, and expecting some code snippets, mostly about using the services, not complex algorithms.
That hands-on advice seems key. Does the guide give examples of labs?
It does. There's a walkthrough of a specific lab building a RAG chatbot using Azure OpenAI, AI search, and prompt flow. It shows the architecture, then details the steps, indexing documents in AI search, deploying a GPT model, creating the prompt flow to wire it all together. And it highlights important considerations like document chunking, choosing embedding models, search types, prompt engineering, cost, and security.
That sounds like a really practical way to connect the dots. And I assume there are practice questions in the guide itself.
Yes, definitely. There's a whole section with a comprehensive practice exam. The part we looked at had like 29 sample questions. Each question comes with detailed explanations for the right answer and why the others are wrong. It's designed to solidify understanding and get you used to the exam style, focusing on applying knowledge to scenarios.
So wrapping up, the AI 102 exam really spans a huge amount of the Azure AI platform.
It really does. From planning and management fundamentals through computer vision and NLP, right up to the latest in generative AI and agentic systems, plus knowledge mining. It's a broad validation of skills.
And it sounds like this guide, ACE, the Microsoft Certified Azure AI Engineer Associate, AI 102, a comprehensive study guide, is a serious resource for anyone tackling that certification or even just wanting to deeply understand Azure AI engineering.
We certainly think so. Yeah, we encourage you to take a look. Remember, ebook and audiobook versions are available. Links are right there in the show notes for you.
Definitely check those out. And maybe a final thought for you listening. With AI evolving so fast and Azure offering so much capability, how might mastering these skills beyond just getting certified actually open up completely new ways for you to innovate in whatever field you're in?
Something to think about for sure.
Thanks for tuning into this special deep dive on AI Unraveled.